It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. Happy Thoughts Thursday, it's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Go be happy today, cause it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Right, everybody, we love to have you here on the Everything Swallow podcast because we are living the dream.
The dream.
Dream, dream, dream. Happy, 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 everyone. Happy, happy Dina Joe. How are you? I say we party. You party?
I like to party.
Are you sure? You do party.
I'm Shayna and I like to party.
I'm Sean and I'm the stunt man.
Now, I know for a fact you're not the stunt man.
I'm Sean, and I like to party. You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow. It's nicer, though, we have sun.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Here comes my favorite part. Put on your house robe. That's right, it's the swallows.
And your fluffy shoes.
Cause the swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable. The swallows are here. Clothing is optional. The swallows are here. You're listening to the Everything.
That's fun.
All right. I put on that repeat and then it repeats.
And then it repeats. Oh,
hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, I was doing really well until we watched two back-to-back episodes of Paternity Court. Now I'm kind of fired up.
Yeah.
What the hell? How long has that show been on?
Forever.
It has?
Yeah. That show's been on a really long time.
It bothered me.
Why?
I don't know. It just felt like a bunch of petty fighting over kids, and that irritates me. It angers me.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe I was used as a pawn as a kid.
Yeah, you were.
You know what I mean? Between the adults, and so it irritates me when I see that kind of crap.
Right.
It's like, give me a break.
And How great is your love for that child? Does it matter?
I've been raising this kid for 3 years, and now I don't think he's mine.
Yeah, I don't want to raise him no more.
And I don't want him to be mine anymore. That's just not cool. Or actually, it's like, hey, I just realized this kid's expensive, and I ain't never going to get to do anything fun ever again, and so I don't think it's my kid. That's definitely got to be somebody else's kid, because I would not do that to myself.
That's more, I think, more accurate. That is exactly.
Well, that's how it felt.
If they told the truth.
Paternity court, not for me.
Yeah.
Give me Judge Jerry.
Yeah.
I like my Judge Jerry.
That one's boring, too.
Judge Jerry, he should have just kept his show.
Yeah.
Why do you think he went to the judge?
Money.
Judges make more money?
Yeah, it's another show. You make more money.
Do you want to know why? Because what's her nut? Judge Judy was like the number one highest paid TV star. Person, you know what I mean? TV personality, whatever the hell you'd call it.
Right.
She made like $300 million or some crap in 1 year. And so, of course, Jerry was like, shit.
Oh, I'm going to do that.
I passed the bar. I'm a lawyer.
I think that we should do what you said and go on there. Let's go on paternity court.
Let's do it. Let's go on paternity court. We'll take the kids.
Yeah.
And you can sue us saying that you are not the mother of the children. And the kids will just cry and say, but Mom, I remember you love me. I love you. Don't you remember? And you will just adamantly be all bitchy and shit and be like, no, I do not remember, because there was a period in time when he kept me drugged. Something like that.
Yeah.
He wouldn't let me leave the trailer.
Right. He wouldn't let me leave the room, and I never woke up for days and days and days.
Apparently,
there was a baby.
While I was in a coma, I had two babies. I don't remember
that. They're 18 months apart.
Yeah. Those are not my babies.
That would be funny.
It gets a trip to Chicago.
Yeah, it gives us a free trip. I think they do it for that, too.
Jerry isn't there.
No.
The only reason I wanted to go there was to see Jerry.
Yeah. To go on Jerry Springer. Well, that's not Happy Thoughts Thursday.
No, it's a sad thought that Jerry's not doing
the
show.
The whole thing that we just talked about.
Well, no, it's happy it's over.
Yeah.
I'm happy it's over. I'm happy.
You could have turned the channel at any time.
I was sucked in.
You were captivated.
I was irritatedly captivated.
Because that baby did look like him.
Oh, I swear that was his baby.
It was.
It turned out to be his baby. And my thought is this, it's like you're suing somebody going, oh, I know that's not my baby. Well, if it wasn't your baby, why in the hell did they even show up to court?
Right.
Because they know they're going to go to court and they're going to take a DNA test.
And then be like, oh, hey, that's not his kid.
What? That's not your baby?
That's crazy.
Like, whatever.
I don't understand that, Classy.
Jason's listening on the mountain.
Woo-woo.
On the mountain.
Yeah, it was his baby. Both
he's
times.
Man.
Both cases, it was their baby.
Both times, yep. It was their baby.
And the first one, that little midget girl, that's mean to do to her.
That is mean. It's bad enough that she's already a little person and feels rejected. And now, after a year, you've decided that the midget baby you had with her is not yours.
Not yours.
No, you had that. Somebody else's.
And she was pregnant again by him.
Right. But he claimed that one. He knew that one he'd done.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden, a year later,
you can't remember if you got him pregnant the first time.
Yeah, the first
one. It is really wild. I don't get it. But again, I go back to, does it really matter? You've been raising that baby for a year now. So do you love that baby or not?
What's really the motivation?
Right, right. Because I've raised two kids that are not mine, and I love them.
To the end?
Yes, like, I mean, like, kids, to death.
Like a biological mother.
Absolutely, absolutely. It doesn't matter, because it's about the baby. It's about the kid. It's about the person.
But I'll tell you what, if we go to court and I find out those kids aren't mine, I am suing them for damages. I want all that money back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Run around here calling me dad, convincing me you're my kid for 20 years. I want all that.
All that money back. All those computers I bought you.
I'm suing for damages and emotional distress.
Wow. Well, I'm glad the tables weren't turned. You that's might funny. Not have been as forgiving as I.
That's a way better funny thing to say. Let's take him to court. he's 36 now, and I thought, that ain't my kid. So I'm suing him for damages.
What Wait a minute.
Here? What's going on here?
Are you kidding me, Dina Jo?
What's Dina doing?
Dina Jo says her sperm donor won't come around for her son with autism, but will take the other one and be with the other one. The normal one, she said. Quote, unquote. Quote, unquote.
But they both share the same two parents.
Yeah. What a dickhead.
So it's a biological son, but because he has special needs, he doesn't claim him in a sense.
Ooh, you know what? His karma's going
to
be bad.
Oh, man. Take that asshole to paternity court. That woman will not stand for that.
Wow, that's amazing.
Well, that's This turned Happy Thoughts Thursday the way around.
I hope you get to be there and see that bus fall out of the sky and squish him, Dina
Jeez
Jo.
Jeez.
People are amazing, right?
All right, yeah.
Selfish.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
You're funny.
I'm so happy for that boy that he's got a mama as great as Dina Jo.
Absolutely.
And that's my happy thought.
Go be happy today, because it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Next verse, just
it's
like the first.
Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today.
What an asshole. All right.
Yeah.
There we go. We're done with that. We got that. Woo.
All out of our system.
Wow.
Right, man. Well, you know what? I do want to just shout out to all the moms that do what needs to be done.
Yes.
Because if we acted like men, imagine how the world would be.
Oh, man. We'd be dirty. We wouldn't wash our hands. We would be in trouble. That's for sure. So thank you, moms. Thank you for doing all that work. And wives. Thank you, wives and helpmates.
Yeah.
Thank you to all the women that make the world go round.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Nancy Reagan. That Nancy Reagan. She made it happen. She made it happen. Okay,
that's
funny. This is good. This has been a good week.
It has been a good week.
Exciting week. We've had a lot of fun and friends and guests.
Yes.
And today's moral, today's message, and I think Dina Jo has just driven it home. Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick, because there's just no reason for it.
No. Everybody love everybody.
Everybody love everybody.
You know?
And give gifts.
And give.
Give.
Yes. Give and love and hug and be with everybody.
Yes.
Crazy. I've already had some models this morning.
I know.
That's good. Busting them out. Just got to crank them out one after another.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. She's happy and grateful that we're her friends. I love that.
Dina Jo.
Yeah. Everyone's selling their bullshit in this town. What is this? Whatever happened to loyalty? Nobody's got your back.
Is it your friends or is it your enemies? Stick with it. Everybody wants to be something they're not and have shit they ain't got. Don't be a dick. Don't be an asshole.
All
was worth it. It was worth it.
There you go.
All right. Happy Thoughts Thursday. I actually have happy thoughts for us today. I came prepared with happy thoughts.
Good.
That song just came to me. It didn't really, but it's a really wonderful song. We're going to do it now. Here we go. If you want to achieve greatness, stop asking for permission. That's deep.
Okay.
That's the real deal, you know. I find myself doing that all the time. Is it okay for me to be great?
Wow.
Don't you know?
I do. I don't ask for anything. I just do it.
Well, because you're just dripping with greatness. That's what it is.
I don't know that I'd go that far, but like I told my model the other day, I am my own competition.
Right.
I only try to top myself in these fashion shows. Exactly. Nobody else. I don't care. I don't live by anyone else's standards.
I know.
I don't really look around at other people, like what they're doing, and be like, oh my God, I want to do that. Sometimes I'll look at what they're doing and be like, oh my God, I can do that so much better.
Yeah, we do a lot of that. I find myself doing a lot of that. But I do find myself asking myself for permission to be good.
Huh. Well, you don't need to.
I don't.
Just be great.
Just be great.
Be awesome and then see what happens.
Yeah, you know what else? Mark Twain said this. The two most important days in your entire life is the day you were born and the day you find out why you were born.
Oh. Why? Do you know why you were born?
Mm.
Have you found out yet?
To be great.
Yeah.
I've thought I have known it for many times. Does that make sense? I thought it was to be this one thing, or I thought it was to be a different person. But you know what I mean? But in the grand scheme of thing, I think I was born to show that the underdog can do well and can win. And no matter what, you can be a great person.
You think that's why?
Maybe. Be a good example to people. That's what I think, is to be a good example to other people. What about you? What's your why?
I have no idea.
Oh. Well, you freaking put me on the spot, and I had to come up with some shit. So you know.
I think about it every day.
Yeah, well.
I absolutely have no idea why I'm here.
Huh.
I have no idea why I was put here, why I was brought here, why I've been through the things I've been through. I don't have any idea. And I ask every day.
Well, maybe
like, what in the hell?
You should stop asking and just start living.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like be something.
Be something.
Well, yeah, like I'm just trying to be an inspiration, and when
I just be Shayna.
And this new like job and stuff, it's reminded me how I'm a good teacher.
So you're being Sean.
So I'm being me. I'm trying to be me, and I'm trying to pass on my gentle and wonderful nature onto others.
It sounds so gentle.
Yeah. And I'm sick of it, you being all smart and high and mighty when I'm so cheerful and impish.
Cheerful.
Damn it.
Impish.
Yes. I'm like a frolic.
Oh my God.
I've been known to frolic. Well, figure out what your why. Why were we born? Why were we born?
I don't know. I think about it all the time. I have no idea why.
Because we're not just accidental sperm drops. There's a purpose for each and every one of us. God had a plan.
Sneaks you in no matter
what.
Depending
on what you believe, every one of your days are numbered. God knows the amount of beats your heart will take.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it was planned out and purposed, and it was a blueprint.
Right. That's what they say.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
So that means we're doing something. Mike was born to make Jason happy.
Right.
That's a beautiful thing.
That is a beautiful thing.
And you know what he does? He does an amazing job at it.
Because he does.
Those guys are a great relationship. They're a great couple. And I think Jason was there to do the exact same thing. Make Mike happy.
Yep. I agree. They're very happy together.
They compliment.
Yeah.
Each other.
And
very
they,
well.
They like each other and they try new things.
Dean and Joe to spread love.
Yeah. See? That's good. I feel like sometimes mine is gather up all the broken people.
Ooh, to heal the broken.
They all come to me. They just magnetize to me. But
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's exactly
so much
right.
Work. God.
You do attract the strays. I was a stray.
I know.
I brought two stray children with me.
Absolutely. There were strays before you.
Well, yes, I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's what my mother used to tell me. You don't bring home dogs and cats. You bring home abandoned children and people.
You bring home abandoned people. Yeah, you do, because your love is huge. You have a big love, and you're so fair.
Thanks.
We talked about this before, your fairness. I think that's a great reason why you're here.
Yeah?
Yes. Yeah. You are here to make those that feel like they have nothing feel like they have something.
Well, everybody has something.
No,
sometimes
there's people,
you just don't see it.
See, there it is. That's it right there. That was a Shayna-ism.
It's a Shayna-ism.
A Shayna-ism, exactly right there. There are those people who are broken. And yeah. You fill those gaps. That's sweet.
This is, let's read this and see what it says.
Somebody who hates people. Go ahead.
Wow. You couldn't let that.
Oh, read that sweet thing, sweetie.
This is about intuition. This is what I think people all need to do. Great powers come to those who are willing to listen to the whispers of their spirits instead of the shouts of the world. Those who follow the guidance provided by their intuition walk through doorways of abundance, peace, positivity, and compassion. Learn to listen, and most importantly, trust your intuition. Mm. I live my whole life like that.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It is a good one. See, the problem is the long ones, I kind of...
You have to hear it more than once?
Yeah, I kind of check out about halfway through.
You want me to read it again?
Like, you got one like, hang in there, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, know? Here you go. Hang in there. You're going to be great. Okay.
Doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. I'm good for about 8-9 words.
8-9 yeah, words.
Like
okay.
A haiku.
Okay. You can find a haiku.
I am very deep, but it's got to be simple. It's got to be real simple.
You are
simple.
Very deep, but it has to be shallow.
It's got
to
be simple.
That's funny. You're funny. I always have the long ones.
Yeah, I know, because you're deep and long, and I am not. I'm shallow, and I lead it real quick. Everything you want is on the other side of fear. The 8-9, that's 10 words.
10 words, you're right. You are very right.
I just got so bored, didn't even read the author's name.
You were all done, huh?
I'd had enough.
How about love is our savior from the burden of being human?
Woo!
Is that a good one?
I like that one. Love is our burden. Free to be in love. That was good.
Love is our savior.
Okay.
From the burden.
Love is our savior from the burden. That's 9 words.
No.
Oh.
That is. That is not 9 words. Thank you. Love is our savior from the burdens of being human. The whole thing. It was one word over your 8-word limit.
Well, there's your problem. I was too busy counting. Love is the freedom of the burden of being human. That's pretty good.
Love is the savior.
Oh, yeah. Of the
from the burdens burden of freedom. Of being human.
Just write it down. I swear you said freedom. Freedom! William Wallace.
You're funny.
Man, I should stop smoking pot.
You think?
No. I may not be there yet, but I'm closer.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, wait,
you
wait.
You get
oh, wait.
That one.
Then I was yesterday.
Then you were yesterday.
Then I was yesterday. There was
funny.
A comma. There wasn't a comma. That's good. Who else has got some happy thoughts? Make them short. Okay, here we go. Share love and compassion. I like it.
There you go.
Yep, nice. Tight, mm-hmm. Concise,
they know
to
how
the point.
To speak to your brain.
They do. I do.
How do you sing songs if you can't ever remember anything?
I make them up as I go, each one. Some see a weed. Some see a weed. A wish. Some see a weed, some see a wish.
I was like,
I just read the same sentence twice.
How is that?
There's only two sentences, but I read the first one twice. Just to make it longer. Some see a weed, some see a wish. Some see a weed. Because that was a dandelion.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a dandelion. You are nutty.
Yeah, that one didn't work. Mm-hmm. Oh, now they're getting longer as I get down into these.
Oh, now they're getting too long for you.
Oh, here's the don't be a dick. There it is.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's my favorite one, don't be a dick.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unnecessary.
It is unnecessary. Well, we are here today. We're having a happy-ass day. I was thinking about finding us some nice inspirational music to play underneath of this.
Okay.
Since that heavy metal don't be a dick song. Wasn't doing it for you.
It was a little much.
Because
well, this is a good one. We don't buy things with money. We buy them with hours of our lives.
Oh, I've heard that before. You buy it with your time.
Mm-hmm. Talk about it. Can you just think about how much time you've given away for free and wasted?
Oh, let's just think about that. Whoa. Namaste.
Are we? No, you're going to sleep?
This was not doing it at all, but that sunrise is
that's
pretty,
nice.
That's real nice. You know, your most valuable resource is your time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's good to volunteer. Because it's good for you. It's good for your soul. It's been proven that volunteering is actually good for your soul, your body, your emotions.
I volunteer far too much.
No, but you're doing it different.
I've overdone volunteering.
To your husband doesn't count. when we go, if you go and like help the needy or, you know, a soup kitchen, you get in a soup line or something, hand out some soup. Or let's just say you go to your local grocery store and make a little cup of soup and then just give it to someone there in the store. Say, here, got you this cup of soup. Buy it and eat it when you get home.
Whatever. That's dumb.
And I want you to have this chicken noodle soup that I got from right over there. So you buy this soup and you go eat it. And you're going to feel better. Doing stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah. That makes people feel good.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever.
I'm telling you.
That's not how you volunteer.
Well, you could.
And that's not how you give things to people.
Well, you could.
You don't say, here, I'm gifting this to you, but go pay
go
for
pay it. Go
pay
for this. I picked this up off the aisle. In there. Have you ever done that? Snuck stuff in people's carts?
No.
At the grocery store?
No, never.
Someone did it to me once.
Oh, yeah?
Remember? We ended up buying something that it's happened.
I don't know. I don't do it to people. And I probably wasn't there when you were shopping.
Right. Like I shop alone.
You do sometimes.
Joker. What's next? I do laundry.
No, you don't.
I don't do laundry. That wasn't a joke. That was actually a bad joke. Okay. Well, fun.
Anyways.
Go make a clothes.
Any hoodle.
We make the clothes. Do you think we disagree when it comes to politics?
No, not really.
People
disagree on every level. You know what I mean? You're not going to 100% agree with somebody on everything.
I saw Mrs. Trump today. Laura.
Mm-hmm. Laura. Oh, at the station?
Yep.
She came in.
She came in and spoke with the anchors and did a little, you know, her little pep talk,
mm-hmm.
vote Trump stuff. I don't even know that she said, they don't even think they do that anymore. Mm-mm. Maybe they just come right out and tell you, hey, be smart.
Mm-hmm.
Vote what you want, but vote for us.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice. She's a nice lady.
Yeah.
She
had
nice.
Secret Service people.
Oh, yeah, that was cool. It's the first time I'd ever met Secret Service. And they came into the station, and I was the first point of contact when they came in, and they're like looking around. My name's Secret Service Jim. I'm floor director Sean. And they wanted to know where they were going to be hanging out and where they were going to be standing and an exact time, start time, and all that good stuff. And it was cool. I called her. No, I did not call her Laura. I called her Mrs. Trump because that is her name.
Uh-huh.
And she's married to the president's son.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Which one?
I don't know.
The only one? Disney?
Donald?
I don't even know how many
Donald
he's got.
Donald Jr.?
But there's one that does business with him.
Well, whichever one. It was his son. It's his daughter-in-law.
She was pretty.
Very pretty.
Yeah, she was very pretty. Yeah. She seemed nice.
Seems very nice. Eric. She's married to Eric.
Hmm.
And, of course, Trump's here today, or tomorrow, in Colorado Springs. Did you see people camping out yesterday?
Yes, and it was snowing and freezing and cold.
Gosh, I would go. If there's a way I could get in on a press pass, I would have done it. Just to be there. Just to go see it. You know what I mean? And it's...
It would be scary.
I've been to a couple presidential rallies.
Really?
Yeah, I went to Reagan's when I was 15. We volunteered. The church group. Well, it was the boys' home when I was at the Wayward Home for Boys. And they volunteered. And we were ushers at the Ronald Reagan rally.
Wow.
In...
Mobile. All you hoodlums.
Mm-hmm. All of us hoodlums, man. Exactly. Took us right out the boys' home and bust us up there to the arena.
That's weird.
And I think it was in Mobile, Alabama. I think it was Mobile. And
the good old days.
Yeah. And then the DNC, when they were here in Denver. Remember when Rage Against the Machine went by us in the march? We were doing worship in that little pond area.
Oh, right.
And then that big crowd came through, that march came through, being led by, that was the band Rage Against the Machine.
Great. Who was in the car?
No car. It was Obama was in the car.
No, was it?
That was because Obama was here.
I don't remember. I don't like politics at all.
You just don't. People are in cars.
I don't even care. I would never go to a presidential thing. Yeah. Oh, he's got an extra ticket for tonight.
I went to the caucus.
Ah, see, I wouldn't do that either. But that's boring to me.
The caucus was very boring.
Well, no, all politics are boring to me because they're all just a bunch of liars. So you know what? You might as well watch Jerry Springer and then at least get enjoyable lies.
Oh, man. So their neighbor offered her man a ticket, but he can't go because he's been working all night. Doing snow removal because we've just been getting pounded by snow this month.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Is that guy going
to
drive?
Yeah, me too, Dean and Joe. I would not. And it's scary to go to anything Trump because crazy-ass people might try to kill you. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Listen, God didn't put me on this planet and bring me this far to have some crazy killing happen for me at a Trump rally. You know what I mean?
Whenever you say that, the only thing I hear is the line from 16 Candles.
What?
God did not put me on this planet to be woke up in the middle of the night by a foul-mouthed hooligan like yourself.
That when he's calling, oh, long dick dong.
No.
Right? Isn't that him?
No, it was not the one calling. But
okay, well, either
and
way.
That guy says, no more Yankee, my wanky. The donga need food.
I am far more intimidated and apprehensive to go to a movie theater than I would be to go up to Colorado Springs to that Trump rally, to be honest.
Yeah, I just...
I mostly just hand out business cards. I mean, those are our people. They probably listen to us.
Yeah, they probably would listen.
And we don't talk politics.
Because they're crazy?
Well, no, I guess not, because we're pretty graphic.
Yeah.
That might not be a right wing.
I don't know.
Those guys. How about the lady on the sound bit this morning on the commercial the news? We were driving by here and we saw all these people with tents and we went and bought us a tent.
I know that was funny. I thought that was funny. But some of these people are doing this stuff for the first time.
Yeah.
Yep. You know?
Like participating.
Yeah.
You know, thanks for waiting until now, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it is crazy. But I just, you know what, I guess for me, like all the politics and stuff, the talk, the people, the commercials, the campaigning, the everything, it's got such a negative energy on it that I just can't stomach it. Mm-hmm. I just can't. It makes me uncomfortable and it's like, you know, and then I feel all yucky, like how you felt after paternity court this morning.
Yeah, it does. It puts a bad kind of yuck on you. It's unfortunate. Even some of the clips of that debate last night, just looks like people were just being angry.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. It's
flawless.
Happy Thoughts Thursday, seamless. Go be happy today. Happy Thoughts Thursday.
That's funny.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Go be happy today.
I'm not sure what happened there.
Happy Thoughts Thursday.
are you?
I'm on. We're broadcasting. Everyone's here. Cassie's Little Cupcake is all over the place. Big Rich, Dina Joe, Dawn is here. I don't know what happened. I don't know if you've ever run into that, Big Rich, but we disconnected, but it did not disconnect, and we can't just be going like that.
Can't be.
I don't know what's going on.
It wouldn't disconnect at all.
There's some Skynet shit going on.
That's right. What were we talking about? We weren't talking about, you know what I saw?
Okay, what?
Speaking of
Skynet. All right, let's regroup. What?
CIA just admits that, oh my God!
Well, come on.
What's the word? What's the word? ESP, clairvoyancy.
Clairvoyancy. Remote viewing.
Stuff. CIA's psychic abilities are real.
What?
Yep.
How do they know?
CIA admits it.
They did?
Finally. But they can't figure out the science behind it.
What?
I know.
So
I just saw it.
Oh, you've got an official article. Where's this article from?
I don't know.
TheMedium.com. Sounds reputable.
It's online. It has to be.
Exactly. Okay.
They talk about it.
I refreshed the browser 4 times, Rich. I did. And it still would not disconnect from that guy. And so I had to go. Gotta go. Which now makes me want to adopt Big Rich's philosophy. And if you want to call in, well, I want you to call in. Just type it in there a little bit. Like, I'm going to call because I want to talk about something.
I'm not a weirdo.
So the CIA admits that our brains are powerful enough that we are capable of
psychic abilities.
ESP.
So you know what? That means that movie Carrie. True.
Everything Swallow podcast.
ESP.
That was perfect timing. Dun, dun. Yeah, the movie Carrie is possible. Or
that's
send a
great
gift. Yeah, that's a great idea. I believe it. I believe our minds are so powerful.
We only use like 1 point of our brain.
And I don't think my mind's very powerful, but it's powerful.
I think so.
It runs just enough.
You read my thoughts.
That is true. I am very prophetic.
Yep.
Now, I wouldn't necessarily call myself a psychic or I would have psychic powers or anything like that. But it depends on what circles you run in,
God.
Right? Right?
You know what? Some words mean the same thing, mister. Prophecy is psychic.
Us Christianers, us Bible thumpers, we might say that is prophetic gift.
Right.
A gift of prophecy.
Same thing.
A way to see into the future.
Let me get your crystal ball. But I just thought that was fun because then I thought, ooh, when are they going to come out and say, all right, aliens are real. This is Bob.
I'm telling you.
He's been laying eggs all over the earth.
No matter what, I don't think that mankind in a whole could handle if aliens showed up. I want aliens to be real. I believe that this is a vast, 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 vast galaxy, inconceivable to our minimal minds, even if we were using more than 10% of how great the size of space and the possibilities are.
Mm-hmm.
So if aliens came here, I think it would crash our feeble little minds.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
Same with psychic abilities.
Yep.
People actually believed it and acted upon it. You can call it psychic abilities. You can call it intention. You can call it intuition. You can call it discernment. You can call it whatever you want. They're all pretty much the same thing.
Angels are extraterrestrials.
I see.
Shabam.
Could be.
Could very well be.
I've seen angels.
Well, you know, I told you about that. That report I listened to, the guy said that the angels, 1/3 of the angels were sent to Earth with Lucifer, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not all of those 1/3 of angels wanted to be the minions of Lucifer.
Right.
And so they were then just let loose on the earth with no direction.
Right.
They had no direction in their existence at that point because they were cast from heaven, but they didn't want to be associated with Lucifer.
Right.
And with the fallen angels, even though they were fallen angels. So they're roaming the earth. And that is theoretically what people are seeing is ghosts and friendly familiars,
yeah,
and poltergeists. And
well, yeah, sure. Like even nasty ones, you know.
Because I don't believe that your spirit leaves the body and then gets stuck in the house like Beetlejuice.
No,
I just don't believe that.
Yeah,
I believe you're absent from the body, present with the Lord. Whatever that looks and turns out to be.
Right.
Which whatever. I just want to be with you. You know what I mean? I'm going to be pissed if I get to heaven and I don't get to be with you.
Yeah.
I'm just not. I mean, I know we're going to be with God and I get that. I can hear my mom and all that other stuff and pure love. And I get all of that. But I don't know. You're just really important. And I don't want it to only be 80, 90, 100 years that I get to experience you. And
yeah.
Us and this.
Eternity.
Yeah, I want to be in heaven eternity. I want to share my mansion with you.
Yeah,
me too. I think
that's a thing, though.
I don't want your mansion to be across the street and bigger. Your mansion's going to be bigger.
You should just come in into my mansion.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I'll be living in the guest room.
We're storing up gifts in heaven.
Yes, that's the whole thing, right? God,
I have a whole neighborhood.
You will have a neighborhood.
I have so many houses because everyone I've helped here is going to get stuck to me up there too.
Angels are hidden inside dogs.
I think dogs. I mean, come on.
Dog. I've said
spell
it.
Spell it backwards.
I know. I have said it. I'll say that again. A dog is a physical example of God's love for us.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it can't not love us.
Right.
It don't matter how bad you treat it.
Right. Can't not love
dogs. God damn paternity court. Nobody wanted those babies. God. This day, I think.
Are you crying?
I might be on my period.
Are you crying? Because you are crying.
It's happy.
I cried through both episodes of that damn paternity court.
I know.
It's happy thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. Happy thoughts Thursday. It's happy thoughts Thursday. Go be happy today, because it's happy thoughts Thursday.
That worked.
Yeah, that's how we ended up with this dog.
I know. Because this dog just wants to be loved. It's not her fault. She don't know that she's a dog.
She's great. She's really coming around.
She's like, why are you guys so tall? Mm-hmm. Where's all your hair? Your hair fell off. She doesn't know any better.
She's pretty, turning out to be all right.
Dogs are great. Anyways, gosh, this just turned into a sap fest. Let's find something. Let's talk about gym sex. All right, now, guys, we really hope that ladies that go to the gym, and research has shown that women who did go to dinner, which they ain't got, but then I'm about. Okay. So.
Wow.
Researchers
you might
showed,
be on your period.
Researchers showed that women who do a 20-minute treadmill run in a moderate speed experience a boost in sexual arousal after they've stepped off the machine. Now, it only lasts for about 7 to 12 minutes, so you better be at the gym with your woman.
Ready to get it on.
Ready to go. But
so you're just sitting back there like a catcher's mitt?
Yeah, you're just waiting.
Waiting,
just,
come on.
Just wringing your hands. Two more minutes. Put it on incline. Put it on incline. 3%. Oh, yeah. Look at her. Hey, guys, look at her. She's on the treadmill.
You know what's going to happen now. Oh, gosh.
Do you think that's true? Did you feel more aroused after you work out?
I don't know that it's arousal, but you feel good. Your endorphins have just been released.
Right, you've been...
Yeah, your muscles are pumped and they're tingly and but...
Well, yeah, and your...
I don't immediately look around the gym and be like, oh my God.
Who's next?
Look at that guy with those fingerless gloves on.
Oh, he's lifting that weight so good.
Yeah.
Wrecked this treadmill.
Look at his mullet.
Who's next?
No.
No? Huh. Okay. research.
Yeah, well.
The researchers did it. Mm-hmm. And then if the researchers studied it, that's true.
Okay.
Okay, well, you know what?
They should study more people.
You remember when it was rare to see a tall woman with a short man? unless that short man was extremely rich, like Simon Cowell?
No.
No, right. Well, no more. 11% of women in the U.S. say they prefer a shorter man, but women are 11% taller now than they used to be.
Ah.
So we are becoming the land of the Amazon women.
Yeah, well, you know why?
Slowly. Just so you can beat us down.
We have to be stronger than you, so we might as well.
Be stronger?
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive. Women are 11% taller than they used to be. Because remember, back in the 50s, no woman run around over 5'6".
No.
5'8".
Shorties.
Don't you get tall with me, lady. That's what they'd say in their 50s. Because you could do that. You could.
Wow.
Well, I'm just saying, popular TV shows have taught me in the 50s, you could get handsy with your woman.
You could manhandle him a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Push him around.
Oh, yeah.
And now you can't because we're 11% taller than you.
Yes, you are.
And we're going to beat your ass.
Exactly.
Now, so what you society guys... has proven it's okay
yep.
for women to beat up their men.
Yep.
That's really true.
And so eventually, you guys will be, we will be the land of the Amazons. So, like, from where Wonder Woman came from is the future.
Yeah?
Yeah. It on the TV show, it was the past. Oh. When they would tell her, oh, Diana, shut up. Your glasses are dumb. Go sit over there. They did. Watch that show. They were chauvinistic assholes to Diana. Diana, that's a great story. No. They were, huh? We watch Wonder Woman almost every week. We at least watch that one time.
That's funny.
A week. And they were very chauvinistic to Diana. But that really is the future.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because she comes from an Amazonian planet that's in the future. Let that settle in.
It's funny. It says about the naked bowling. I just got sent that today.
Who got naked bowling?
I just got sent. Well, Big Rich is. Big Rich. He's talking about tall women be funner naked bowling.
Someone invited you?
But I did just get invited to a naked bowling.
You did?
Uh huh.
Wow.
And I thought.
I'm down. I'm doing it.
That'd be great.
Oh, I'm in.
What if you fell then? You know how sometimes you step out in the lane and it's slippery and you almost fall?
I'm doing it for sure.
It's ball dance city.
Oh, then you get a board burn on your
get
ass.
Get a raspberry.
Yep. We do everything naked. Why not bowl? let's find this bowl.
Was this
like a Facebook thing or is this a happening? Oh, we're
going.
We're calling them. We're going. We're going to get some press passes and we're going to give away a twosome. Some shoes. Yeah. Are you going to call in?
No.
Oh, man. If you fall down naked bowling, you're just going to hit the boards and go.
And that just peels your skin right off.
Ooh, I bet that would hurt.
It just peels it right off.
Listen, there's something that people need to remember. It's very important. Unless you're Shayna, who's allergic, pet your puss. Okay? Cats need petting, too.
Uh-huh.
Pets love to be pet.
Sometimes. Some cats don't.
No, they all do.
Some cats.
On their own terms.
Right. I was going to say, whatever.
So make sure you ask for permission from your cat before you pet your puss.
Yeah.
Okay? Because sometimes cats can be assholes, and then they're just going to knock everything off the table.
Mm-hmm.
So just get permission before you pet your puss, okay?
Meow. Hey, what if we did a beach vacation?
Meow. Let's go. Chatfield? Cherry Creek? Boulder Reservoir? Let's do it. Which one had E. coli? E. coli.
E. coli.
That one was in your eye. The E one was in your butt. Yes.
I don't know where. Like, we should see it. Like, how you do a group rate thing.
Like a group
trip.
Yeah, you know, we could have people buy in. Like, we could host a getaway.
Absolutely.
To Chatfield or Cherry Creek.
No, to somewhere real. Well, I mean, better. You know, those are real places, better. But a real beach.
You coming down on our reservoirs?
I
dug that with my hands.
Great.
I'm down. Let's do it. How do we do it? Get a package.
I don't know. I was just throwing it out there.
If you're a travel agent or you know someone, remember you had that lady who
Oh, right.
You had a Lyft ride when you were driving Lyft.
Yeah.
And she worked for that travel agency. Let's just go in there and talk to her.
Talk to her. We
could. We'll go in and just look around at people until you recognize her. Excuse me. We're here to look at everyone so we can see if we can recognize a person that we once saw. She'll recognize you. Yeah. You have an unforgettable face.
I never
change. And you make impressions.
Change.
When you were driving Lyft, you would do your 15-minute counseling sessions.
I did.
You would talk to people about their lives, and they'd be like, yeah, well, but me and my boyfriend are having a real hard time.
It's never intentional.
I didn't say that it was. It's your spirit.
The people just tell me things.
It pulls heartbreak out of people.
Oh, great.
It does.
Well, I don't want to do that.
You are the mouse that pulls the splinter out of the thorn of all the lions in the world.
Yeah, man, you should see my pile of splinters.
You've got a big pile. And that's just for my ass.
That's funny.
You know what I mean? You pull brokenness out of people. Oh, I'm going to cry again.
I don't want you to be broken.
I'm not broken. I'm just
touched. No, I'm saying touched. I don't want people to be broken.
Hey, Aaron, are you a furry? I like your picture, your meme. Aaron just entered the room. I don't know if he just entered. Yeah, it says he did. But I can see he's got, yes! I'm a furry at heart.
Yes, Sean's
a furry. I wear every costume.
A furry wannabe.
I am a furry wannabe. I have been to the furry con twice.
Go? Yeah, does he
go? Do you go to fur con?
Do you go to fur con?
Because I want to go to fur con this year again.
Man, those people were fun.
That was one of the funner. It's way more fun than Comic Con. I'm sure it's a lot of the same people. But in fur con, they'll rub up on you in their hot little suits. Yeah.
And the cool down room?
No, he's not. He's never been to a fur con.
Do you have a suit?
He or she. It's a he.
Do you have a suit that you wear?
Yes. What's your
persona?
What's your persona?
Your animal gotta be
a
spirit?
Is that a wolf?
Kind of looks like a wolf.
Oh, I love it. We already did this, and your animal spirit, your persona, spirit animal, whatever you call it, would be the honey badger. Because you don't give a shit.
I give no fucks.
You give no fucks. Honey badger. Yeah, I would be a female lioness. Because I'm crying all the time. I'm a lion, but I wouldn't want to be a lion.
Fursona, that's what it's called.
Fursona.
Thank you.
Fursona is a fox.
Yeah. Ooh, from Zootopia.
A fursona. Oh, I'm using that now. Yeah, my fursona. I'm all over the place. I'm like a big furry banana. I don't know what I would be.
A furry banana.
Because I'm not a lion.
No.
No, I'm more. I'd be a kitty, maybe.
You'd be a soft puss.
I'd be a little soft puss.
A little soft kitty.
I would be.
Little meow, meow.
I love. Meow. I want to make one. I want to make my own suit so bad. Why a banana? Because I'm long and skinny, squishy. Everyone loves them. They want to peel it.
Everyone wants to touch a banana.
It. Yeah. Just in your mind, imagine someone you know looking directly in your eyes eating a banana. Just staring right in your eyes, just shoving
just
that thing right in their mouth.
It.
Imagine me right now eating a banana.
That's funny. It's appealing. But it's
See? He nailed me with a joke. I like Aaron. Yeah. The fox.
That is fun. Persona. I wonder. I want to know.
Persona.
He should call in. I want to know if he
persona,
made his own
persona,
suit.
Persona, right? Persona.
Did you hand sew it together or did you buy it?
I could make one. I watched that tutorial, and I'm good at carving, and I watched the foam, how you make the heads and carve out the foam. I know I could do it. It's just you don't want to screw it up because that fur is like
expensive.
$26 a yard.
Can be.
And we've got a few yards upstairs.
Did you remember when we went to FurCon and we saw that? I have a picture of it, I think, on Facebook. It was the guy in the white. He was like a big wolf.
Yes.
And he was white and he had those red stripes mm-hmm. that he had to hand sew mm-hmm. into his suit.
Yes.
And then he had like the lifted feet, shoes, you know what I mean? To make his feet look like...
Well, the reverse articulated, the reverse knee.
Yeah.
The backwards knee.
Yeah, to make it look like a wolf's leg or whatever.
Anti-performic.
I think it's great.
Yeah, it's super fun.
I have so many questions for Aaron.
We
Do you talk?
How long have
you
been?
Do you not talk?
That was great.
Because when we walked up on those girls...
So the first time we went, I went because I was very interested. I've always been interested in costumes, and I've been in lots of costumes and mascot costumes, and I really enjoy it. And so when we first went, it was kind of for the, it was for the radio station, and I was going to interview some folks in costume. Well, they don't speak when they're in costume.
No. Nope.
Like, I walked up on these two girls. We knew they were girls. We could hear them speaking to each other. But then when I walked up to them and said, hey, how are you guys doing? Are you having fun? It was all, me, 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 me.
Yep. They wouldn't talk to you.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop.
Yep.
They were doing robot noises.
They weren't. They were talking like little kittens.
Yep, like little kittens.
Because that's what they were.
And it was awesome.
Yeah, that's fun.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I know. We should try to go to that again this year.
We should, because it is super fun. Because it's just a party. It's people in costumes.
So wait, is Dina Jo saying her son is a furry?
No, I'm saying her that Aaron is her son.
Oh, Aaron is your son.
Yes. That's even better.
I love that.
It even better. Now we gotta get in on making a suit.
Yeah.
We gotta get in on a suit. We did not know this. I want to make one really bad.
Oh, man.
Anyways, we're going to go. We're going to go to Rocky Mountain Fur Con. We're going to figure out a way to go. We're going to get some furries on here, and we're going to talk about what we're doing, and that's going to be cool, and what they're up to.
Yeah.
This is exciting. This just got great.
Are you going to cry again?
It is. No. Now, one suit that we saw was not furry on the inside. I bet they're itchy.
Yeah, I think you would want to line it.
Because,
yeah, the inside of that fur is horrible.
Remember that old... There was a person there dressed like Tony the Tiger.
Yeah, that was amazing.
And his fur suit was probably from the 70s.
I thought it was really great that there was that...
It was all matted.
Super cute female character. And it was a dude inside. And he talked.
Yeah, and then we took the picture together. And he had like a flashlight in his pocket.
Yeah. No, those were the other cats. There was that whole group of cats that came up.
Yes.
And just like jumped on you.
Furs.
It was, yeah.
I'm going to find us
and
some
you
furs.
Were all, I can feel her warm kitty on my leg.
That's right. She did. That kitty pushed her puss on me.
And she laughed and said, meow, meow,
meow. Meow, meow. Giggle, giggle, meow, meow. Giggle, meow, meow. Giggle, giggle. Giggle, meow. Like the puppet?
You sound like the puppet.
Puppet, I know. I just thought of that. We're scanning through the channels and we fall on Mr. Rogers. And I don't know if you're an adult. I'm in my mid-20s now. But I can remember 30 years ago when I was a kid watching freaking Mr. Rogers. But I forgot that the puppets, like that little cat
meow,
was all,
meow,
meow, meow, why, Mr. Meow?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Kitty, we're going to have to go see what's in play. What was it? Make-believe. Was it in Make-believe Land?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Make-believe Land.
Meow, meow, make-believe, meow, meow, land, meow.
It was great.
That's so
how I'm gonna do it.
Meow meow. Hi, I'm meow meow Sean meow.
Like what if you're a cow?
Super troopers.
Yeah, I'll be a cow. Moo moo. Hi, moo. I'm Sean. Moo moo.
Moo.
Moo. I'm Sean. Moo. What are you up to, Big Rich? Moo. The land of make believe. Moo. Moo. Come on, everybody, try it. Pick your own animal. Let's do goats. Bah, moo. Bah. I'm a goat cow.
You just cut the man right out of that one.
I'm a goat cow.
I'm a goat cow. Do it again.
Meow, meow. No. Bah. No, I'm a sheep. I forgot my goat. Bah.
Oh man, now you're
I don't know
like,
who I am. What animal am I?
You're all confused inside
meow.
Now.
Meow, meow, moo.
That's funny, honey. Oh my goodness.
Oh, that was fun.
I'm looking for something.
Whew, I raised my blood pressure.
I got meow. You thinking real hard, real fast.
Moo, meow, meow, meow.
You're
meow,
all over the meow, place. Meow,
are you looking for the pictures of FurCon?
I am.
Okay. We'll find them, and Shana will share them on Swallow Nation. So definitely follow us and join
on Facebook.
Meow.
Stop it. Swallow Nation, meow. You think it's funny, meow?
Come on, meow.
You really think I'm funny, meow? Come on. Come on, meow. Meow. You funny, funny. Oh, boy. So, back to the beach idea.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll have to check into that. See what we can come up with, because that would be fun to take a trip. I guess we could even just plan one, like, to Idaho Springs or something.
Well.
Man, we are so cute.
We need to do one to the frickin' Four Corners, man.
Do you meow? Ever do you ever just look through your pictures on Facebook and look back and see what a great life you've had and how cute you are?
Are you talking about me or you personally? How cute you are?
Both of us.
Yeah, we're a hot couple.
We're hottie, hottie, meow.
Yeah.
That's funny. Oh, there's you with Snoop Dogg.
Oh, me and Snoop Dogg. We were hanging out.
That's great.
In his trailer. That was great. That was surreal to be in that trailer with Snoop Dogg.
Right.
I've met some celebrities from Kenneth Copeland to Snoop Dogg.
Right.
Freaking Snoop Dogg was definitely intense. Not as intense as Kenneth Copeland.
Right.
Kenneth Copeland, when he looks at you with those crazy eyes, it looks like he's just peering through your soul.
Yeah, it's something. Like, what in the world was that? Is that a cat?
Yeah, where? We don't have cats. You're allergic to cats. That's come right. on. Are you crazy?
I heard it.
Meow. Man.
What is that supposed to be?
This was the beginning of a movie, apparently. See, those are kittens.
That's a kitten.
That doesn't count. That's just like, oh, that's so great.
That's a kitten.
I enjoyed cats. I had lots of cats. But then what's great about cats is when you can't have them anymore, you just let them loose.
What?
It's like a rabbit.
No, you don't.
It's like a rabbit. You just toss some food out and jump in the car.
I don't think that's what you're supposed to do.
Roll out. Cats don't care if you leave.
I think they do.
Nah. Cats be like, eh, you didn't
pay me. I knew you were going to leave me.
I could tell. I've been working this other family anyways during the afternoons.
Now they do that.
I'm going over there.
I do believe that they do that.
Oh, we've got bias. For a second there, I thought it said bisex. Oh. Bisex 2, which means they're bisex twice. But you cut down a tree twice doesn't make you a guy who cuts down trees all the time.
That's right. It just happens sometimes.
Just a guy.
Cutting down trees. That's it. Just a guy cutting down
trees. What are you doing over there?
Trees.
Why are you on your phone?
I'm looking for a picture.
What picture?
God, not this one when we were giant fat, that's for sure.
All right, listen. Pet your puss.
Okay. Okay, I will. Well, Sean. Swallow.
Did you know that older women dating and marrying younger men has become very common these days? And the age gap between those two, the older woman and the younger man, is 9 years or less.
Yeah, we need someone who can keep up with us.
Yep. Let's see. About 10% are shocked if a woman is 10 or 12 years older, and almost 40% of those polled think it is outrageous if a woman is 13 or more years older than a guy, but that is not the same for the other way around. Think it's okay if the man is 13 years older than the girl.
Right.
That's more acceptable.
I guess.
What do you think?
I think that it's fine if women are older and date younger men.
I do too. You know what? I say go for it.
Yep. Sometimes they just need that stronger sex drive, you know? They need a guy who can hang in there.
Some of my biggest fans are in their 50s.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
You know, so you gotta just know your demo.
Know your demo. Know who loves you.
Well, and I think that men aren't growing up as fast as they used to.
No.
You know, so sometimes what used to take
especially a guy nowadays. 20,
28, 29 years old, you kind of start getting your shit together. Now it's 38, 36, 38
yeah.
years old before guys are like get their feet under.
Before them. They're moving out of their people's houses.
Learning how to use the dishwasher and stuff.
Maybe you know? That was prophetic.
I know. I told you that. That was last year. Yeah. I took pictures with them. I told you about that.
Yeah, maybe it is.
All right, well, let's look this thing up. Tell me about this Shamrock thing.
It is a Shamrock run in Castle Rock. March 21st. And they want you to sing the national anthem.
Let's have a look at this. What's it for? Are you sure it's not the Shamrock Stampede?
Yeah, that's probably it.
Okay, that seems like it.
Well, I forgot you got those gold Crocs.
I got golden Crocs. Where are my gold Crocs? Oh, yeah, my gold Crocs. Yeah, I don't touch those. They'll stay in the box.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So last year was the inaugural. So this is the 21st. It's there in the old Castle Rock. Look at they look like they're having fun.
Yeah.
So do we get to do the run if I sing?
Probably, if you want to.
So the Stampede's mission is to evaluate and celebration of St. Patrick's Day with family-friendly walk, run, and Irish-themed festival to increase awareness and raise funds for organizations that help out veterans, first responders, and others break free from PTSD and mental illness. Okay, so this is something I'm down for. Yeah, this is the Colorado Fallen Heroes Foundation, University of Colorado Anschutz, the Shelter Foundation, and Victory for Veterans. I'm all about veterans.
Is that the right one?
I hope so. I just read it all. It's the freaking March 21st.
Yeah.
I mean, they wouldn't be having two Shamrock things.
On the same day.
Ooh, let's do the 7K.
Because it's definitely, a little more.
Definitely doing the 7K. It's 3.3K or 7K.
Well, nah. Like the 5K is what?
2.9. Not very much.
It's
just a couple miles. But yeah, I'm going to get decked out in my St. Patty's garb.
Shamrock Ooh. Stampede.
Yeah.
Douglas County Events Center.
No dogs allowed inside.
Is that right?
Oh, this looks fun.
So you want me to tell her that you'll do it?
Oh, yeah. We're in.
It's the nonprofit.
Yeah. Oh.
For PTSD, is this it?
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
Totally share that. One of the bands playing is Van Hoolen. It's a Van Halen cover band. Van Hoolen. Hoolen.
Interesting.
Van Hoolen. Grayson Little. Oh, man, they got some... Oh, the Grateful Dogs will be playing. That's the Irish... let's see. It wouldn't be Jerry Garcia. It'd be like Paddy Garcia. All right, we're doing that. That'll be super fun.
That's funny.
Hello, everyone. Yeah, Dina, we've got to do the 7K, right? She just did the Broncos 7 last year, so we're in. If we get Shamrock Shakes. Oh, I freaking love Shamrock Shakes.
Me too.
From McDonald's. They're supposed to be coming back this year.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
McDonald's or Shamrock Shakes?
Shamrock Shakes. And last year, they only released them to a very limited number of restaurants across the country. This year, nationwide release. You know what else I hope they release this year? The McRib.
Yo.
Oh, shut
up. You get one all the time, and then you're like disappointed.
Never disappointed in the McRib.
A little bit, you're disappointed.
I'm going to take a bath in them. Like that girl. Did you see that lady who took a bath in hot Cheetos?
They're not even real ribs. It's pressed into a meat square.
Don't you talk about my ribs like that. Josh.
Yeah, well, listen.
You're trying to make me cry.
You're not supposed to eat something that is shaped like a bone.
You know I've been crying all day. Did you see the woman who took a bath in the firing hot Cheetos?
No.
Oh.
Why weird. Would you do that?
Because so she would get more views like I'm about to give her.
I think that would be dangerous for your snatch patch. Oh, we should take this picture and compare it to your son's who had that very same hat on the other day.
We look the same. Me and my boy, we look the same. I'm taking him to paternity court because if he's not me, I'm suing him.
suing him or anyone else?
No.
No.
I told you I'm suing him for
all the stuff.
Damages, yeah.
Yeah.
And mental anguish.
You knew it and you used me.
Do, do, do. All right, so look at this. This lady. That was a horse.
Now you're like a horse? Wow. Wow.
Look, look at it. Look. Look, look at it. Look, look.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, look at it. Okay, okay. It's not even up yet.
Well, that circle is circling. Look at the circle.
Watch the circle, circle.
Look at, 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 look at.
Watch the circle, circle.
All right, fine. Here, here it is. Why would you do this? She's having a big glass of red wine. You're not looking. What in the hell is wrong with your looker? You got to turn your head to look, Shayna.
Okay, I'm watching.
Okay, here we go. Okay, big glass of red wine. There it is. 9.7 million and one, because we're about to give her another one. Did you just burp in your mic?
Yep.
Wow. Now, what do you see that's wrong with this? Tell me what's wrong with all this as your little brain goes as a constructor.
I don't know.
Yeah. She's in a bathtub that's clearly full of water and full of Cheetos that are floating on the waters.
There's no faucet?
There you go.
Maybe that little thing is a faucet, but it doesn't...
This is not a real bathtub.
Uh-uh.
This is a set. This
yeah,
is a set.
That's a set. Absolutely.
That is a set. You can see the plug. Because
it doesn't even look around, you know?
Now, granted, she is sitting in a bathtub full of water or fluid with probably about 50 bags of Cheetos on top of her.
Yeah.
And a glass of wine. But this is a set. That's not in her house.
No, no.
That bathtub's been plugged. You can see the plug in it. Yeah. That's why she tries to cover it up at the end.
With the drain, yeah, because mm-hmm. that would be draining the water out.
Yep. That would be the release.
Interesting.
Yeah. Which shows you we should be making stupid-ass videos. I'm taking a bath in the damn tub. That we'll just go find a tub somewhere. Of McRibs. McRibs all over my naked body. It's just ribs. Who's that? Is that Sean? No. It's Rib Man.
Ew.
Yeah, let's do it. See if we can't get 9 million
views. Oh, look, here's this one.
Oh, well, I looked good in that bikini. There's a lot of Photoshops of me with different heads.
That's funny.
Hey, Jane, how are you? Has everybody else seen this?
Seen the Cheeto bath?
Pressed meat mystery.
Yeah, man. You're going to be in the pressed meat.
Nah, nah, nah. I love the McRib. Ooh, they're ribbed for Shayna's pleasure.
Oh, no, not my pleasure. I don't eat those ribs.
Okay, fine. You can't have McRib.
I don't eat those McRibs.
Ba-da-na-na. All right, so we are going to be telling you more about this Shamrock Stampede, but we better get on it because it's only a month away.
It is.
What's your favorite seafood?
I don't eat seafood.
There you go.
I don't eat fish.
How many bad hair days a year do you have?
Smells too fishy.
That fish would be great if it didn't smell like a fish.
How many bad hair days do I have? None, because I have hair and I'm happy to have it. I mean, give me a break.
On average, the average woman says that they will have in 1 year... 96.
Man, my boobs are great.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for sharing them with me.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it because they're real nice.
That is the truth.
Hey, how about that guy and that race car driver?
Oh, I know.
He just went home.
That's good.
I can't imagine the kind of safety regulations that are inside those cars that allow that man to get tussled and tossed like that, and he went home.
I can't find the FurCon pictures.
They're there. Maybe they're on that other page from that other place. They're probably still on there.
Well, I...
From that morning show.
Feel like they would have been on here, too.
How about that cop? Did you see the news out of Denver? He was doing 100 miles an hour on the highway racing another car. And he had two inmates in his car with him.
Well, yeah, he got in trouble with
him. Yeah, he was transferring these two inmates.
Or did he just pick them up? I don't remember.
He picked
them up. Yeah.
And he was transferring them to the jail. And then he engaged in a street race. doing 100 miles an hour.
Right.
And he was pulled over.
Right.
And his excuse was one of the guys in the back seat needed to go poop.
Huh.
It wasn't his fault. He didn't want poop in his car.
Huh.
Yeah.
That seems strange.
Shayna?
What?
You ever fall victim to beer goggles? I don't count. I don't count.
I don't think so.
You're pretty hot, and you've always been very hot, so I can't imagine that you would be subject to taking home an ugly guy.
I feel like I could always take home whoever I wanted.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that you could.
So that's just kind of where I always came from.
They were never ugly to you.
No.
But you never, like, had a walk of shame, or the next day you met up with someone and thought, oh my God, you got to get you in the dark.
You got to get you in the dark.
No?
No.
Now, me either. Well, just the one. But luckily, the kids look good.
Wow.
Well, university researchers got 80 students drunk and then brought in their moms. And it turns out they all got lucky. So beer goggles is a thing.
Oh.
Yeah. They just switched up the moms. They didn't have to do it with their own moms. Yeah. Brought in all the moms. And they said donations have increased 10%. No, that's not true. They were given a simple task on a computer while trying to ignore images of human faces. They found that sober students found the task was more difficult for both drunk and sober students when presented with an attractive face. The drunk students were also distracted by less attractive faces. Mm. So any face worked.
When you hear
a
drunk,
oh, look at that face. Damn, that's a nice face. So researchers conclude that beer goggles are real.
Oh, I believe they're totally real.
Well, yeah, I think this has been proven.
But beer goggles can be like just being nice to people. You know what I mean? Nice talking to people you wouldn't normally talk to because you're drunk. You know,
oh,
you're just
yeah.
a different person when you're yeah. drunk.
Yeah. The best example of beer goggles for me personally ever represented in a movie would be Beer Fest. When he's dancing with that hot little black girl.
Oh, yeah.
In the bar.
And he's all drunk. You want a little slap and tickle?
Yep. But reality was he was dancing with Sherry Shepherd.
Not Sherry Shepherd.
That wasn't Sherry Shepherd?
No. It was the other big black lady.
Oh. Precious mom.
No. Maybe.
Yeah, I think
maybe
so.
Precious's yeah. mom. I don't know. But it wasn't Sherry Shepherd.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. All right. Well, how about the lady who's playing violin during brain surgery?
I know, I saw that.
Steve, he didn't get an option to bowl.
Yeah.
You know,
right?
This lady got to do what she loved during brain surgery in case she couldn't do it anymore. Steve had brain surgery and they didn't let him throw no balls.
I don't think that he was awake.
I think it was a different kind of brain.
Yeah. Different kind of brain surgery.
Different kind of brain surgery.
Steve has abnormal.
Abnormal.
That's funny.
Yes, yes. Classic Little Cupcakes is also commenting on how great your boobs are.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
They're nice.
Big Rich said, is there a bad boob day? There is a bad boob song, but we're just going to let that lay there. What an idiot.
Why don't we have some bad boobs?
I don't know. I just don't. Because it's in other places.
Oh.
I've got stuff everywhere. You know what's great? Did you see Burger King's new sandwich? I don't even want to call it a hamburger. It's called the Chip Burger. Fry Burger. It is a bun, but instead of meat, it's got fries. Are you comprehending what I'm throwing down?
So instead of a hamburger patty, it just has French fries in it?
Just has French fries.
For the vegetarians in the world?
I guess
so. Did you see the one with their hamburger set next to an old Burger King hamburger that was covered in mold?
No.
Unlike the McDonald's one that just stayed perfectly fermented forever?
So what are you saying? Okay, yeah, here we go.
Burger King might be fresher.
Well, yeah, Burger King's always been fresher. Turn that off. This is the Burger King's French fry sandwich. Okay. And, this is no good. This is no good. This is just no good at all. I don't want any of this. Shut up, ladies. What the hell?
What are you doing?
I'm trying to tell you about this damn thing. So it's a sandwich. It is just a sandwich, but instead of meat, it has a layer of fries. Now, I want you to imagine what those kids are going to do when they're making this French fry hamburger burger sandwich. They're just going to grab a handful of old dead ass fries
and put them on your burger.
Jam them in there, and then they
Got a lot of mayonnaise.
They
on
slather.
There. They're not going to set them on there all pretty like.
Oh,
that.
Oh no, this one they're all stacked, gorgeous for this photo. That's not going to happen. There's ketchup on the bottom bun, mayonnaise on the top bun, and then old ass fries. They're not going to be fresh fries.
No.
You can't even get fresh fries when you want fries by themselves. Right. When they can hide them in a bun and wrap it up, you're getting some old ass fries. No thanks.
Reheat. There's the moldy burger.
It is moldy.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this Whopper covered in mold?
Because it's a real Whopper.
Oh, so they set it out. Uh-huh. Oh, snap. How old is that thing?
I don't know.
Okay, so anyone who's never forgotten about the leftover with the McDonald's hamburger that never aged, their breakfast sandwich burger was placed like McDonald's, Starbucks, and it was delicious, unwrapped, and then uneaten, and after all those years, it was moldy.
Mm-hmm.
Moldy.
But the McDonald's one wasn't.
The McDonald's one was kind of gross.
Yeah, really gross. Hey, ladies, don't be so envious of my boobs. They get in the way so much.
They've never gotten in my way. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's funny.
Lies. She's telling you girls lies. Look at it.
Ew.
Holy gross. Oh, the beauty of no artificial preservatives.
Right.
So that's the whole thing. You didn't have that part of the story.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that was the important part.
Oh, I forgot that part.
Yeah. Speaking of McDonald's.
I felt like that's what was coming through in the story of the moldy burger.
Ah, you just kind of
assumed
that everyone was going to know.
Assumed.
Well, you know what they say.
It makes an ass out of you.
Assume has a lot of S's in it. McDonald's is releasing a collection of quarter pounder with cheese scented candles.
Ew.
Yum. Oh, smells like burger.
It's going to smell like onions.
It's going to smell like a goddamn McDonald's.
Like if you worked there and someone gave you that candle, you'd probably be so mad.
Oh, you'd throw it through
like,
your window.
I don't want to ever go smell my coat. It smells just like
that. Oh, exactly. But you know, when you drive
your
by.
Grease. That's right. Greasy. That's gross.
When you drive by a McDonald's, it just has that smell, you know, that they're making good burgers in there.
That McDonald's smell.
Like geese. Ugh. Who eats geese? Oh, right. The homeless in Denver.
They're fatty.
Shit, tomorrow's National Sticky Bun Day. We need sticky buns for breakfast.
Uh-oh.
I'm working tomorrow, so I got to have the morning off.
I think that we could work out some sticky buns in the morning.
Today is Introduce a Girl to Engineering. Screw the boys. Introduce a Girl to Engineering.
This is how we're slowly taking over the world.
Becoming Amazons.
That's right. You better find your giant now and become faithful.
It's Love Your Pet Day. No, that's not true. Tomorrow. No, what the hell day is this? Oh, it's Fat Thursday. Today is Fat Thursday, which is it's a precursor to Fat Tuesday.
I was going to say.
No, today is Fat Thursday, and then on Tuesday is Fat Tuesday.
Huh.
Yeah. And I've got you a present. Well, I got myself a present that smells like a quarter pounder and cheese. I got you those candles.
Ew.
I knew you'd want them.
Nope, not this girl.
Also, don't eat like a Westerner, whatever that means.
Because our diet's so bad over here.
Because it can impair your brain function.
Mm-hmm.
It's National Cherry Pie Day.
Cherry Pie Day?
Oh, shoot, yeah, it is Cherry Pie Day and Muffin Day.
I got a muffin.
Yeah, it's pet your muffin.
Yeah.
And then pet your friends. Love your pet. Love your pet day.
Pet your muffin and then pet your friend's muffin.
Yeah, so Burger King did announce they're going to remove all artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives from the Whopper sandwich. Really is my favorite. Next to Good Times. Now, Whataburger. Whataburger would be my favorite fast food burger.
I've never had a Whataburger.
Well, that's because you've never been down south. You got to go down to the south, get a Whataburger.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, good. You want to go?
Let's go.
We're going to get a Whataburger.
I like it.
Steak and Shake, they say, is also really good.
Oh, I'm not. I don't know.
What
about
was
that
you just did there? I liked it. Just checking them, making sure they're good.
Jiggle, jiggle.
All right. Eat breakfast. Don't skip breakfast because breakfast fights fat.
That's what they say. But then they say you can starve yourself for 12 hours a day and then eat whatever you want.
That's true, right? That 16-8 diet.
So how about this? Do whatever's good for your body.
Oh, you're so wise. Listen to you. Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
You just invented that.
I just made it up right now.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm sorry. We're not taking any calls right now. But you have a wonderful day.
You too.
I want everyone out here to have a wonderful day.
Me too.
Shayna says she's going to take a nap, but I don't believe her because Shayna does not nap.
I do want to take a nap.
I know, but then you'll start
working. I was in a lot of pain this morning.
Yeah, you've been having a lot of neck pain, shoulder pain.
Well, just yesterday and today. I've been doing really good up until this point. And then I don't know what happened, but I was in a lot of pain this morning, which set me back a little bit. Because I had models, too, but...
the models.
That's okay.
You're just carrying them
on
your back.
So we'll see. I might take a nap.
Okay, well, I'll let everybody know.
Don't judge me.
I'll let y'all know how that goes. Take care.
Goodbye, everybody. I hope you like what you just heard because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows. Thank you.